This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock, KNSS News Time on this KNSS morning. And 74 degrees. President Trump criticized Iran and Israel for their handling of the ceasefire Tuesday.
Before leaving for the NATO summit, the president made it clear he was pretty upset with both Israel and Iran, accusing both of violating the ceasefire agreement. Writing on Truth Social, for example, "Israel, do not drop those bombs. If you do it, it's a major violation. Bring your pilots home now." Still, there was a bit of a debate throughout Washington today about the likely success of the strikes on Iran's nuclear infrastructure, owing to the revelation of a classified but low-confidence Defense Intelligence Agency assessment that the regime's nuclear program could be back online in a matter of months.
Fox's Kevin Cork reporting from Washington. A man shot by a Wichita police officer was in Sedgwick County District Court Tuesday, charged with multiple crimes. Police say 31-year-old Daniel Gabor attacked a woman in a car last week. When officers arrived, he attempted to drive off and was shot by an officer. He has since recovered and has been booked into jail. His bond was set at $250,000. The Wichita City Council looked at next year's proposed budget at a workshop meeting Tuesday and found some possible good news for taxpayers.
The city's general fund was projected to be short by $2 million next year, but proposed adjustments and higher property tax revenue from the county puts the general fund in the black. As a result, the city could potentially lower the mill levy for the first time in over 30 years by half a mill. Councilmember Brandon Johnson, who has argued for increasing the city's mill levy, is not in favor of a cut.
I think the impact to local government going forward will be greater. I don't see councils, again, we're looking at reducing a mill levy, not raising a mill levy. And over time, I think that's going to be harmful to a lot of the services that citizens want.
The city says for a $260,000 home, their property tax would be around $15 lower. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County Commissioner Pete Meitzner was part of a delegation of local and state officials attending the 55th Paris Air Show this month. Meitzner tells KNSS News, Wichita's reputation as the air capital is well known.
The air capital of the world in the Wichita area and for Kansas, it is a brand that resonates. I mean, there's a lot of even some jealousy that why are we considered the air capital of the world? But it's pretty impressive.
Pete Meitzner commented on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. An inmate at the Reno County Correctional Facility was found dead in his cell. The sheriff's office says 40-year-old Joshua Ledbetter was found unresponsive during a routine check early Tuesday. Ledbetter had been booked into the facility April 30th on charges of electronic indecent solicitation of a child. The KBI is investigating. Polls closed Tuesday night in New York for the Democratic mayoral primary, and one candidate is ahead of the pack. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reports.
33-year-old state lawmaker Zohran Mamdani is the clear frontrunner, with his most formidable opponent, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, appearing to concede. So Mamdani would become the city's first Muslim mayor if he wins in November. Mamdani denies accusations of anti-Semitism. He does, though, call himself a Democratic Socialist and was endorsed by Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and former DNC Vice Chair David Hogue, but not the New York Times. The winner of the primary will face off against the current Democratic Mayor Eric Adams, who decided to run as an independent.
If Mamdani does not get at least 50% of the vote, the primary will move to ranked choice voting. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock, 73 degrees here on a Wednesday morning. The Sedgwick County Zoo has announced the death of a well-known 4-year-old red panda. Zoo officials say CJ began showing signs of illness over the past few weeks. The zoo's staff responded by treating his symptoms and keeping him comfortable while working to find a diagnosis. CJ died before a definitive diagnosis could be made. A full necropsy has been performed, and additional testing is underway to determine the cause of death. Death Row has one less inmate in Florida.
A man convicted of raping and killing a woman near a Central Florida bar was executed Tuesday evening. 51-year-old Thomas Lee Godinez received a lethal injection in Florida State Prison, making him the seventh person put to death in Florida this year. Godinez, convicted in the May 1994 killing of Michelle McGrath and sentenced to death in 1995. Attorneys for Godinez filed appeals with the Florida Supreme Court and the U.S. Supreme Court, but they were rejected. 24 men have been put to death so far this year across the United States. Florida has executed more people than any other state. John Saucier, Fox News.
A Texas teen accused of fatally stabbing another student at a high school track meet has been indicted.
17-year-old Austin Metcalf was killed in April as students from several high schools in the Frisco Independent District competed at the meet at the school stadium in Frisco. A grand jury has handed up an indictment against 18-year-old Carmelo Anthony, charging him with first-degree murder. He was 17 at the time. Collin County DA Greg Willis says the case has struck a deep nerve in the community and beyond.
When something like this happens at a school event, it shakes people to the core.
Investigators say when Anthony sat under the tent belonging to Metcalf's team, Metcalf told Anthony to move. A scuffle ensued, and police say Anthony stabbed Metcalf. Anthony's lawyer says it was self-defense. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
20 people, including children, were struck by lightning at a South Carolina beach park.
A county spokesperson says one lightning bolt struck a group of 8 adults and 12 children at Dominion State Park. They were swimming when a thunderstorm swept through the Lexington, South Carolina area. First responders say the bolt hit the water and energized a metal cable with buoys surrounding the swimming area. 12 of those hit were taken to local hospitals for treatment. All are expected to recover. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic looks really good right now. I'm not really seeing too many problems on the roadways at this time. Traffic volume still really light. Not seeing any areas of particularly heavy traffic out there. Everything's looking good on the traffic cameras. It's one of those mornings where, for the moment, everything's looking pretty good. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Mostly sunny skies, breezy and hot today. 92 should feel like 100 degrees when you factor in the humidity. South winds 10 to 20 and gusty. Becoming partly cloudy, lower 70s tonight. Partly cloudy, breezy, 91 on Thursday with afternoon and evening showers and storms. Back over to partly cloudy skies on Friday, high 92. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now partly cloudy, south wind at 8 miles per hour. 73 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wednesday, June 25th, 2025. And we had a partly cloudy, muggy day across south central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high, 92 degrees, normal high, 90. And it was on this date in 1988, extremely dangerous severe thunderstorms blasted through parts of southern Idaho with gusts that reached around 100 miles per hour and where 29 people were injured. That was in 1988, one of those violent windstorms in Idaho. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
It was on this date 149 years ago. That would be 1876. General George Custer and 264 white men of the 7th U.S. Cavalry were slaughtered by Sioux and Cheyenne Indians at the Battle of Little Bighorn in Montana. More on that later on this morning. I'll talk a little bit about a visit I made to that battlefield several years ago. It was something that I had always wanted to do, and it was very, very interesting. And we'll talk about that a little bit more later on this morning. Mother bear and a cub were caught on security camera breaking into a California cabin and raiding the fridge. The security camera footage recorded at a cabin in the Tahoe Keys shows the bears enter through the front door and make a beeline for the kitchen. The mother bear,
a bear line.
a bear line. The mother bear and cub opened the refrigerator and spent several minutes rummaging through the contents, working to pry open containers. Cabin was unoccupied at the time of the bear burglary. Fortunately, it could have been trouble if it was occupied. So apparently they didn't get enough picnic baskets, and they were hiding from Mr. Ranger there. And where was it? Tahoe, up Tahoe Lake, Tahoe area in California.
So in the last month, we've had the elephant going through the convenience store. Now we've got the bears rummaging through the fridge.
The bears, yeah. Mm.
They must have missed the earth sign that said, keep out.
Yeah. People waited in line for hours. Some of them camped out overnight for the chance to win free food from Raising Cane's in West Wichita. Popular fried chicken restaurant opened for business yesterday. This is the first one, isn't it, Ted, near Maple and Ridge Road?
In Wichita.
Yeah, in Wichita.
Did you go?
Oh, heavens no. I won't camp out and wait for anything. Some people camped out 15 hours waiting for Cane's to open.
Oh, fun.
They apparently were young people with nothing else to do, but I don't know that for sure. Anyway, much ado on the west side.
Apparently.
Much.
In fact, I heard a couple of calls on the police scanner yesterday of people succumbing to heat exposure yesterday at Central and Ridge. I thought it's got to be people waiting outside to go into Raising Cane's.
Well, it was a very muggy day yesterday.
Yes, it was.
I went out for a walk in the afternoon, and I came back wringing wet. And my wife was gardening, and she wasn't in very good shape, so I can imagine. Yeah, you got to be careful out there when you're waiting for stores to open, or if that's what you do. All right, I remember when they opened.
It's just like everything opens new in Wichita. It's people are crazy and wait in line for a couple weeks, and about 3 weeks from now, you'll be able to drive up, and no one will be there.
On the west side, though, it's usually pretty different. Like when the Barnes & Noble bookstore opened, it took about 4 days for anybody to show up. So, you know.
Oh.
Those are books, though. Those are a different deal. I'm kidding. It didn't take that long.
Yeah, remember when Krispy Kreme opened over here at Central and Rock, and people just about their minds exploded?
Well, what was
about
it?
2 weeks later, you can drive in and get a donut.
What was it? My ex-brother-in-law waited in line for when Nolan was little and my grandson was little. Xbox or something that came out. This would be like 25 years ago. Some new device came out, or maybe it was a Wii. I'm not sure. But it was just coming out. I think he waited in line several hours to get that. Mm. Spend $300 or $400. Mm.
All right. I didn't wait in line, but I remember when the first Starbucks that showed up here in Wichita opened, that wasn't just a kiosk at a Dillon's, which had actually already been here for a little while, but the first time that there was a standalone Starbucks here, they actually sent me there that morning to kind of cover the event. And so I was...
Was it on up here on Rock?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right up the street from us there.
Yep.
Okay.
I remember because I really wasn't there to cover it myself. We were broadcasting from there or something, and I was just kind of sent to set things up. So I was sitting around with nothing to do, and the people in charge of the Starbucks put a backpack on me that dispensed coffee and had me stand out in the median and pour coffee to people who were driving by.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
That was fun.
And I guess when it comes to Raising Cane's, I'd like to know, how is this worth the rapture more than the other 85 chicken places that are in town?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, there's another first in Wichita, one that's opening this week over here on the east side.
Oh, you didn't answer my question. Why is Raising Cane's worth fainting for other than the other 100 chicken places we have in town?
I guess my answer was it probably isn't.
All right. We won't quibble over Raising Cane. 617, Steve and Ted, by the way. This is Steve and Ted radio show number 6,957. And all of those radio shows over the years have contained or included sports updates with Ted Woodward. So why not do one now?
Why not?
Good morning, Ted
Woodward.
All right,
good morning. Yeah, we'll start with minor league baseball. The Wichita Wind Surge opening up the second half of the season last night downtown at Equity Bank Park, kicking off a six-game homestand. good night for the win surge. A 3-0 win over the team that won the first half, the Springfield Cardinals. And making his home debut for the win surge, former Kansas State Wildcat, last year's first round pick for the Twins, Kalen Culpepper, the shortstop, hit his first home run in AA last night. In fact, all three runs for the surge, 3 solo home runs. 2,700 fans on hand. 4 pitchers combined on a 5-hit shutout. Very nice. And by the way, just completely handcuffing Springfield. The Cardinals went 0-13 at the end of the game. So,
wow.
Wichita pitching stats is
pitching.
Did it.
Hey, how about that?
Wichita's in first place, 1-0 in the second half of the season. Yes. Springfield and Wichita again tonight, 7:05 downtown, as it's a wet nose Wednesday. So everybody's bringing their dogs to the ballpark tonight. Okay. That'll be fun down at Equity Bank Park. All right, we take a look at Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals at home last night, hosting the second-place Tampa Bay Rays. Another one of these games where the Royals just have absolutely no offense.
The Royals' home woes in June continued last night as the Tampa Bay Rays took the series opener 5-1 over KC. The Royals are still looking for their first June win at home, even as their road win total the past 2 months has been among the best in baseball. Rays catcher Danny Jansen hit a 2-run homer in the second inning to give Tampa Bay a 2-0 lead. Starter Chris Bubich allowed 4 runs over 6 innings, but only 2 earned runs, his team-leading 10th quality start.
Yeah, you heard the game last night on KFH. The Royals have lost 8 straight home games. And they started out last night at the plate going 0-17 to start the game. So, Rays have won 8 of their last 10. Well, that's why they're in second place, and the Royals aren't. All right, the Tampa Bay and the Royals again tonight, 6:30 up at Kauffman Stadium. You can listen to the Royals and the Rays live on your home of the Royals, 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Speaking of the Royals, one of their pretty good players is leaving the game. Whit Merrifield announcing his retirement after 9 years in the big leagues, a 3-time All-Star. Twice when he was with the Royals, he led the major leagues in base hits in 2018 and 2019. 36 years old, utility player, 9th-round draft pick by the Royals out of South Carolina. Played for 6 years in the minors before the Royals finally called him up. 3 times he led the major leagues in stolen bases, including a career-high 45 stolen bases back in 2018. Whit Merrifield finishes his career as a .280 hitter, just shy of 100 home runs and shy of 500 runs batted in. Whit Merrifield calls it a career after 9 years in the big leagues.
Spent 6 years in the minors.
Yeah, the Royals had him in the minors forever before they called him up. He was in his mid-20s by the time they called him up.
Good player.
Yeah.
Great player.
And then he came in, led the league in hits, led the league in stolen bases. Like, come on, Royals.
Hello.
But
you give me something like that every day, and I just wonder if anybody in baseball has a brain in their head. What do these guys do?
I know. Sometimes you wonder.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm talking about the people who are in charge of talent. You don't know what talent is?
Well, maybe he was a late bloomer.
Maybe.
It took him time to get there.
Sure.
But, I mean, he was a great player in college. He certainly, for a few years, was pretty darn good at the big league level.
Can't succeed if you don't get a chance.
That's true. Hey, let's look at the Cincinnati Reds last night. Once again, winning at home, beat the first-place New York Yankees 5-4 in 11 innings. Big hit in the game for the Reds' first baseman, former Wichita Wind Surge player, Christian Encarnacion Strand. The game on FanDuel Cincy.
That is smoked to left field. Down fair for a hit. Stevenson scores. Hines on his heels. Trevino giving the wave to tie it. The relay. Not in time. Tie game. Terry Francona shows faith in CES, and he delivers.
Bases loaded double, driving all three runs there, and the Reds beat the Yankees 5-4 in 11 innings.
Good.
The Reds have won 12 of their last 17, and getting help there from a former Wichita Wind Surge player. Another Wind Surge guy, Spencer Steer, batting cleanup, went 3-for-5 in the game and drove in the game-tying run in the 11th inning. So a couple of Wind Surge guys helping the Reds beat the Yankees last night. How about that? Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company. Locations east, west, and now in historic Delano, featuring a rooftop deck. Yeah, Wichita Brewing Company. It's pizza and beer made here.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Should you work out when you're sick? That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning.
You lay on your couch.
Yeah. Just vegetate.
That's what I do.
That's coming up, Stephen Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
This is Stephen Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 on a Wednesday morning, now 73 degrees. And the ceasefire between Israel and Iran is holding after both nations traded missile fire ahead of the deadline.
Just before the pause, Iran launched missiles, one hitting an apartment block in southern Israel, killing four, and Israel, too, hit Iranian military sites. Prime Minister Netanyahu praised President Trump, especially the U.S. role in helping take out Iran's nukes. While there are reports of an early intelligence assessment finding the damage at the Fordo nuclear facility and the overall program not as great as claimed, the Trump administration has pushed back. Others noted this is only one of many reports. Restrictions on activities like schools, gatherings, workspaces are now lifted. Normal life almost near. In Tel Aviv, Greg Malcott, Fox News.
The installation of signs and some new parking equipment begins this week in downtown Wichita. This is all prior to the city's new parking plan, which starts up next week on Tuesday.
25 pay stations will be installed, existing meters will be removed, and new meters put in their place. Beginning July 1st, it will cost $1 per hour to park in the public areas of the downtown. The city says if you download the city's parking app during the month of July and buy an hour of parking, you'll get another hour for free. For more information, visit the city's parking website. We've provided a link in the story at knssradio.com. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A delegation promoting Wichita as the air capital has returned from the 55th Paris Air Show. Sedgwick County Commissioner Pete Meitzner was among the local and state officials who made the trip. Pete Meitzner commenting on the Stephen Ted in the Morning Show. We'll share that with you later.
President Trump traveling to The Hague to attend the NATO summit Tuesday.
NATO spending is once again high on the agenda, with the president's new target of 5% each of each member's GDP to be spent on collective defense priorities. Well, it's more likely than ever to now finally pass the muster. A benchmark, by the way, that could be agreed to later today, though some spending laggards like Spain and Canada have expressed reservations.
And that's Fox's Kevin Cork reporting from the nation's capital.
A diver has recovered a lost century-old wedding ring from a Texas lake.
The diver, Ryan Prigmore, searched the Possum Kingdom Lake in Palo Pinto County for 3 days in search of the heirloom passed down through generations of Jacqueline Page's family after it slipped off her finger and fell into the reservoir. His persistence finally paying off, he immediately took a photo and sent it to Page, who says she's over the moon knowing that it's been found. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Mostly sunny skies, breezy and hot today. 92 should feel like 100 degrees when you factor in the humidity. South winds 10 to 20 and gusty. Becoming partly cloudy, lower 70s tonight. Partly cloudy, breezy, 91 on Thursday with afternoon and evening showers and storms. Back over to partly cloudy skies on Friday. High 92. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And currently partly cloudy, 73 degrees. We have a south wind at 8 miles per hour at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. June 25th, 2025, on this date 58 years ago, 1967, the Beatles performed All You Need Is Love on live TV for an audience of 200 million. The Rolling Stones and The Who were in the studio as part of the audience.
Yeah, there were a lot of famous people in that studio
that
day.
Was quite a day.
Pretty cool.
For rock and roll music. How about that? And if you are concerned about ingesting microplastics, and we're hearing a lot about this, and choose to reach for glass bottles at the store, you should check what type of caps they have first. New study has revealed that glass containers often have more microplastics in them than others, and researchers think caps are the reason why.
Great.
So I guess there's no way to avoid the fact that one of these days, when you get to be old, 50, 60 years old, you're going to be about 40% plastic.
Pretty much.
All the way through your body.
That's That's our lives.
That's what it is.
I'll have to drink milk out straight out of the udder if I want to not have microplastics.
Right, go down on the farm. Get her fresh. File this under, it's the thought that counts, okay? A TikToker named Kenny Carpenter is trending after her friend gave her an open bag of potato chips for her 30th birthday. She didn't know what to think until she opened the bag and realized all of the chips were folded. Her favorite type. I don't like the folded ones myself. Her friend bought a bunch of bags, picked out all the folded ones for her, the folded chips. Kenny says she teared up when she realized, quote, "I never thought I'd be crying over a bag of potato chips, but here I am."
Mm.
Somebody was very thoughtful there.
I guess.
And really kind of ridiculous. Okay. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, 636. I wanted to share with you the Steve and Ted show number 6,957. Did I already mention that before?
Yeah, but it always bears mentioning.
I've been doing some research about that, and I'll share that with you here a little bit.
Yesterday, Sedgwick County Commissioner Pete Meitzner was kind enough to ask us what number show it was. He's keeping track at home, I think.
I think he is.
As are, I'm sure, many listeners.
I think he's got one of those whiteboards with a little marker.
A little countdown to 7,000. Yeah. People are getting excited this summer.
Imagine it's getting pretty full now.
Yeah.
I think Pete does the old 1, 2, 3, 4.
The old, keeping track of how many days you've been in prison.
Yeah.
In the 1700s. Yeah. On the wall of the cave.
Yeah. I don't know. It is a lot like Shawshank. Pete asked for a rock hammer yesterday, so who knows? All right, Steve and Ted of the Morning here on KNSS, and it is time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Oh, good morning, Steve and Ted. Tuesday was another session at the cattle complex. Lacked price-moving news. We saw wide two-sided trading once again in the live cattle and the feeder cattle futures for the second straight session this week, and the closes were mostly on the negative side. Lean hog futures closed negative yesterday with some triple-digit losses, and Thursday at 2 p.m. is the quarterly hog and pigs report. At the close yesterday, August live cattle 17 cents higher, 209.55. August feeder cattle down 55 cents at 302.25, and August lean hogs down 210 at 110.95. Now, despite the fact that the winter wheat harvest is off to a slow start and the corn and soybean condition ratings did not improve as much as what people thought they should, it did not help grain prices yesterday. The wheat, corn, and soybeans made new lows for the current slide and closed negative yesterday. This morning and overnight, we've seen new lows made in corn, wheat, and soybeans. We've also seen December corn now make a new contract low also. At the moment, July Kansas City wheat, 2 pennies lower at 5.32 3/4. July corn down 3 1/4 at 4.13. July soybeans down 3 3/4 at 10.43. August crude oil, 42 cents higher, $64.79. August gold up $5.80 at $3,339.70. September S&P 3 points higher at $6,149. September dollar index, 23 cents higher, $97.68. And September Dow Jones futures, 32 points lower at $43,392. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
That was up, 500 points yesterday or something?
Hmm. Okay. Yes, we had a strong day of upside in that Dow. It was up 507 points, and it was also the highest we've seen it since the 3rd of March. And yesterday, the S&P was the highest it's been since the 24th of February.
Oh, wow. All right, hey.
To all those people that thought we was going to go to hell in a handbasket back in April.
I don't know April, but when the Dow went down about 800 points on Monday or something.
What I'm talking about.
I found out that my 401k lost about $8,000 in a week. Yeah, I was one of those guys screaming bloody murder. Yeah. I was one of them.
Yeah. And you wonder, you know, who panicked and jumped out of the positions?
I didn't. I did what I do. I whine and then I shut up and don't worry about it. I like to whine.
Very good advice.
Yeah. I'm a typical American. I like to bellyache and whine, but I don't want to have any solution. I don't want to do anything. If it requires any effort, then I'm not involved, okay? Let me ask you about – I would ask you about soybeans because I don't know anything about soybeans.
Yeah, soybeans.
When does the soybean harvest? Is it – Do they have custom cutters for soybeans, I wonder?
Well, there is in some places. You've always got custom cutters in every crop out there. It's just more widespread in wheat. But the soybean harvest kind of coincides with the corn harvest in the fall. And, of course, you've also got double crop soybeans. Some people plant soybeans after they harvest their wheat, so they come on a little bit later. You've also got different maturity levels of your corn and soybeans, too, that also makes a difference on when they mature and when they're harvested, too. But we're starting seeing some of that taking place here in the first part of September, even some years, even late August.
All right, let's get that wheat cut, okay?
Yes, let's have Mother Nature cooperate a little bit, too.
All right, that's a good idea. Thank you, sir. And, of course, it's Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities coming up. We got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. He's going to talk about deferring taxes.
Okay.
That's coming up, Stephen Ted of the Morning here on KNSS. Stephen Ted of the Morning, KNSS, 6:46 now on this Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council looks at next year's proposed budget. Talks of possible drop in tax mill levy.
Two.
A man shot by Wichita police makes his first court appearance, facing several charges.
One.
Israel-Iran ceasefire appears to be holding after President Trump scolds both sides. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
All right, I have some areas where traffic is really starting to get heavy out there right now. One of them, east and westbound on Kellogg, got a lot of traffic between the Meridian area all the way over to the Central Business District area. Not slow-moving traffic, but just a heavy amount of traffic on the roadway there. And on Kellogg, near the Central Business District. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and breezy today with a high of 92 degrees. Yesterday's high in Wichita was 92 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 74. Thursday, sunny with a 20% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 93 degrees. Now partly cloudy. South wind at 8 miles per hour. 73 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A man has been indicted for murdering his wife after her remains were found 2 years ago.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Barry Murphy was indicted by a grand jury charging him with first-degree murder in the death of his wife, Suzanne. Suzanne vanished during a bike ride on Mother's Day in 2020. Her remains were found by the Colorado Bureau of Investigations in 2023, about 40 miles from the Murphy home. The multi-page indictment is giving some new details about the case, including texts showing Suzanne had been talking about divorce days before her death. An autopsy on her remains found evidence that a wildlife tranquilizer called BAM was matched to her bones. A tranquilizer rifle and darts were found in a safe in the Morphew home. Records show that when Suzanne died, her husband was the only private citizen in the entire area of the state who had access to BAM, which requires a prescription. Barry was previously charged in Suzanne's disappearance, but the charges were dropped before her remains were found. His bond this time around was set at $3 million cash only. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
A positive close on Wall Street Tuesday with the Dow closing up more than 500 points.
Stocks rallying on hopes that a ceasefire between Israel and Iran will lay the groundwork for a more permanent end to tensions in the Middle East. Fed Chair Jerome Powell gave testimony to Congress on Capitol Hill and said that the central bank could cut rates sooner rather than later, but at the same time, it can afford to wait to see the impact of tariff-fueled inflation. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors closed higher, with tech and financials leading the charge, while energy lagged as oil prices continued to decline. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, American Express, and Salesforce. The Dow decliners, Chevron, Apple, and Procter & Gamble. The Dow up 507 points. The Nasdaq higher by 282. S&P 500 up 67. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Deferring taxes. Time for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker with Steve and Ted. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. If I can put off paying taxes, I am all for it. There are several ways to delay taxes, and in many cases, that's a good thing to do. There are also times that it's best for your bottom line if you pay Uncle Trump now rather than later.
Well, please consult with your tax advisor before deploying any strategy. First of all, if you own investment real estate and you want to sell it, consider creating what's called a 1031 exchange. That's IRS code section, allows taxpayers to defer capital gains on investment real estate if the proceeds are used to purchase another kind and like property. Capital gains taxes are deferred until the property is sold and profits are retained. Now, if you bought stocks and have appreciated in value and are not fond of paying taxes by selling those holdings, consider shifting those holdings into your legacy account. That would be what you plan to give to heirs when you pass. Under current rules, the assets will be stepped up in value and the beneficiary can enjoy a new higher basis. The same goes for that investment real estate you deferred with that 1031 exchange. Traditional IRAs and 401ks are vehicles for delayed taxes. The same goes with many annuity products. They can grow in value, deferring taxes until monies are taken out. When that happens, you're taxed at your ordinary income tax rate. It can often benefit your bottom line to pay taxes now rather than deferring, considering a Roth 401k, or you can fund a Roth IRA rather than the traditional option. You'll pay taxes now, but the assets can grow completely tax-free. This could save you thousands in taxes. It might also be in your interest to convert traditional IRA assets to a Roth now. Your certified financial planner pro can help you project savings if you do a periodic conversion, and they can show you how much you would be able to save. Of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Donna, you are from, or you know about Lake Tahoe. You're from that area, I believe, in California. We've talked about it before, and this boat that capsized and eight people died the other day. What kind of I can't imagine that kind of a wind blowing up on that lake, but apparently it did. They had quite a storm.
Oh yeah, it's an alpine lake. I mean, you're up in at about 6,500 feet, so it's pretty high up. Not quite as high as a little bit higher than Denver. And it's surrounded by mountains there. I mean, I've hiked those mountains all my life, and there have been times when these Sierra storms come in, and they can be pretty nasty stuff.
I would think being down in a bowl like that, it'd be kind of protected from that kind of wind, but yeah, they've had 6-8 foot waves going on that lake. The time I was there, it was very pristine and absolutely beautiful summertime, and That's a very, very pretty lake.
I am so fond of that area. It is just, to me, it's just gorgeous. And I mean, just if you're driving up from, say, Sacramento or you just start to smell the pines as you hit about 3,000 feet, and it just calms my soul. Mm.
Was the Godfather film there part of it?
The old Kaiser Mansion.
Okay.
I believe that is now a public area that's owned by the Park Service or by the city or something.
Oh, I've got something for us all to celebrate today. Today is International Ferry Day. The idea behind the day is to appreciate and uplift the celebration of mythical creatures, such as fairies, nymphs, and so forth. Use their tales to teach valuable lessons to the children, such as stay away from Captain Hook. That's about all I can think of. You got a favorite? I'm not even going to ask if you have a favorite fairy. That's all right.
The only fairy I enjoy is the one between San Francisco and Sausalito.
Nice.
Well, it's fairy day, so have a very fairy day. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Now, was there a fairy in Cinderella? Or was that just
Fairy Godmother?
Fairy Godmother. Okay.
Yeah.
Fairy Day. All right. Stephen 10 of the morning here in KNSS. Coming up 7 o'clock, our top of the hour news this morning. We will tell you about the Israel-Iran ceasefire that appears to be holding. And the man shot by Wichita police last week had his first court appearance. We'll tell you about that. That's on the way. Stephen's Head in the Morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.